Okay, so I think what we're going to try to learn is the Sefer Noitzer Chesed from the Kamarna. So, what to say about the Kamarna, you know? I think it's kedai, like, to come into the world, like, to live 120 years and everything that comes with that, just to be able to have a Shaychus to the Torah of the Kamarna. I don't know if that's an exaggeration. I'm not sure if that's an exaggeration. Kamarna's Torah is lichtig. It's mamash lichtig. So, of all of his svarim, I mean, they're all very difficult, Kabbalah and everything like that, but probably the easiest of all of the svarim, and the one that's probably the most just straight, like, avoida-based, is Noitzer Chesed. This is Pirish on Pirkei Avos. So, as we'll see in a second, I mean, there's a short hakdama that the Kamarna wrote for it. His hakdamas are always kedai to see, so it's... perfect. Thank you very much. That's the hakdama?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we'll see it together. As we go through, it's like I said, it's his least Kabbalah heavy sefer. So we'll definitely be able to see most of it. There's definitely going to be pieces that we'll have to skip, and there'll be some pieces that we'll also have to skip. We'll do the best we can, but it's kedai. It's definitely kedai. Now, as we read the Akdama, he himself is going to explain what motivated him to write this commentary. So we'll see. It should be two pages you have, yeah? Only one? Okay. One and two, Aleph and Beis. Okay. There's more coming. Okay, what you're going to have is not the full Hakdama, because the rest, the Hakdama, sort of the tail end of the Hakdama, he goes into Kabbalah in Yanim, so it's going to be hard to explain. So that part we won't do, but at least the first part. Okay. So right away... Right away, Nakdama Samachaber, you'll see right away this is like Mamish, like Spitz Kamarna. So, how does he begin? So, Omar, Hamar, Vashofa, Valnivza, the bitter, low, embarrassed one, he's saying about himself, says the following thing. Offer the Ether, Shetachas, Kapas, Ragla, Tzadikim, I, the bitter, low, embarrassed one, who is dust and ash under the feet of the Tzadikim. Ami. He quotes the pasuk in Parashat Shemos. I see the poverty of my people, the suffering of my people. What's he talking about? So again, that pasuk is that's what Hashem said to Moshe, that Hashem sees the suffering of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. But he says, I see the suffering of my people. Who's my people? Hein ramach ivarvish esagidi, the 248 limbs of my own spiritual body and the 365 sinews of my spiritual body. Right? We know bodies ramach ivarvish esagidim. But just like a person has a physical body that's reflective of a spiritual neshama, a spiritual body that fills you physically. So every single one of your limbs corresponds, you know, your neshama is also made of 248 evarim shesagidim. That's why we have ramach mitzvah asay, right? 248 mitzvah asay and 365 negative lois asay by being mekayim every mitzvah and avoiding every, and being mekayim every lois asay, right? You're being masakin, you're completing your spiritual body. That's the tikkun of your neshama. So says the Kamarna, again, you know, me, you know, low, this embarrassed person, I see the poverty of my people. In other words, I see how messed up I am in every single one of my limbs. Asher heim adayim b'mitzrayim, tachas yad par. Like the pasuk says, right? Hashem says, I see the suffering of my people. Asher b'mitzrayim, that are in Mitzrayim, is playing on those words. I see the suffering of myself, that I'm stuck in Mitzrayim. As I'm stuck in the, you know, tachas yad paro, under the jurisdiction of paro, the Yitzhara. Ubedakti yosi, I investigate myself. Vainly aver kodin v'gid kodin, and I don't have even one limb or one little sinew. Sheichav shimimel zokin exil, that's free, that's been out of the slavery from the old foolish king. Now, that's the Yitzhara. So, I'm stuck in slavery, he says. Cheiras and Masukan, not one of them is freed into proper freedom and in a rectified state. The Imadayim Moli Chesrainis, I'm still full of all these Chesrainis, and Midas Laitovis, and not good Midas. The Im Chaser Shleimus, and everything is missing perfection. So Vamarti Belibi, and so I say to myself, like the pasuk says, that Yaakov Inu said to his wives, "Masei Esa Gam Anochli Beisi." When am I going to take care of myself, right? Because I'll give an example. In his Akdama to probably one of his greatest form of all, Eitzer Chaim, where he wrote a commentary of Enigla and Nister to every single one of the Targum Mitzvahs. So he writes over there that a lot of the motivation for him writing the Svarm that he wrote were in order to bring, chasadim and brachas to Klal Yisrael, to bring tikkun to a lot of other neshamas. But he says, but at some point, you got to take care of yourself, right? Says the Yaakov Avinu, says the whole time, he says, Lord, my whole life, all these years, I'm taking care of your flock and your sheep. At some point, I have to take care of my own family. He says, yes, it's time for me to be Masak and my own neshama. So I wrote other Svarm for the tikkun of other people's neshamas, but I have to take care of my own. So Lasaki and Ramachi Vari, I have to be Masaki in my own limbs. Liyais Beis Hashem, that I should be a complete house for Hashem. Lahashra Salim Ziv Hashchina, that the Shechina should reside in me. Kikolish Asher Bay Mum Layikrav. Like the Pasuk says, anyone that has a blemish doesn't come. You know, right? The Kayin that has a blemish can't work in the Beis Hamikdash. So what am I going to do? So I have to be Masaki myself. So Velakachti Eitzel Nafshi. So I decided, okay, so what am I going to do? It's going to be through Torah learning. It'll be Torah Lishma. Lahasig muskolis behav v'yira, to understand the ideas of Torah with Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Ubadroga, and in an organized way, from Madrega to Madrega, Sulam mutzavarza, v'roisha magia shemayma. In other words, what he's saying is, and this is what he references also in his introduction to the Sefer Eitzer Chaim and Targ Mitzis, that he felt that a personal tikkun for him, for his own neshama, was to be involved in learning the limud of 613 mitzvahs, b'derech nigla and nister. Like that sefer that he wrote, Eitzer Chaim, the Kamarna is referencing right now, and he talks about it in his introduction over there, that was a sefer that he wrote because he felt his neshama needed it, to be masak in his own neshama. He writes over there also, by the way, that anyone that that learns that sefer will find a tikkun for themselves too, but that was something that he felt personal zach that he needed to do. That's what he's referring to over here. Is that I took upon myself the etza of learning Torah Lishma, and you know, with Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and to go in a strategic way. And he says in the next paragraph, and with this I made that decision to, in my heart, lay the Targ Mitzvahs with Pardes. That my personal avodah should be to know the Targ Mitzvahs, b'derech hapardes, pshat remez drush inside. Okay, asher zeh kol adam. That's basically what the whole person is, right? The 613 is 248 and 365. That's a person. So if you know this Targ Mitzvahs on all levels, that's shleimus. Lazakis bem am Yisrael hakadosh. It'll be a zchus for me. It'll be masak in my neshama, and it'll be a zchus for Klal Yisrael. With the words that we write over there, which are sweeter than honey and more delicious than honeycomb. Words that haven't been heard, and things that haven't been seen. So it's like beside this neflaim mamish. And again, that's what's amazing about the Kamarna, is that this is the paragraph begins describing himself as the bitter, low, embarrassed, dust and ash under the feet of the tzaddikim. And then the paragraph flows into talking about the sefer that he wrote, and he's talking about that it's like things that have never been heard before, things that have, you know. And again, it's not really a contradiction, because the chidushim that he has in the sefer Eitzer Chaim and all of his other svarim, he attributes that to Giluyim. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chasdai, bringing down Torah into the world through him. Why would the Ribbono Shel Olam want to pick such a broken vessel for such Torah? Okay, so I'm saying that, like, you know, he wasn't a broken vessel. I'm just saying he would call himself like that. So that's how the Torah is given, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, was the most humble person of all. So that means that Mamish Moshe Rabbeinu saw himself as Mamish nothing, you know. So despite the fact that he knew that he's the one that's giving the Torah, okay, that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam does things. But it's not really a country. Other places, we've quoted this before, the Kamarna writes in other places that this idea of a tzaddik knowing who he is and at the same time being extremely humble and holding himself as nothing, the Kamarna says, Betzim it's something that doesn't make any sense. But it's just like he says a lashon in a few places, just like you can't ask kashas on a maifis, How did tzaddikim do supernatural things? I don't know. So the same thing. It's supernatural how tzaddik can be very, very humble while at the same time knowing who they are. It's supernatural. It is what it is. It's l'mami d'archa teva. But you see this in the writings of the Kamarna very, very much. So so again, I wrote the Sefer. Again, he's referring to the Sefer on Tariq Mitzvahs of Yitzhar Chaim. So, which again, words over there that have never been seen and so on. Sodis Nefloim, wondrous secrets, Alpi Moran Hari, based on the teachings of the Arizal. V'akdomis Eloki Harav, Yisrael Ben Eliezer, Hamar HaKadosh HaBaal Shem Tov. And with introductions based on the Baal Shem Tov. In other words, that's what's unique to the Kamarna Bechlal and the Sefer Yitzhar Chaim Befrat, which is, again, he's going through the Targum Mitzvahs. Usually what the Mahalach is, he quotes a mitzvah, he quotes a kitzer of like the Sefer HaChinuch, of what the mitzvah is in Pshat and Halacha. He'll sometimes say like a pilpul, you know, some halachas about the mitzvah, and then he'll quote Zohar Kadosh Kisviari about the mitzvah, and then explain that all up Yechsidus. So it's it's a very, very unique thing. It's a very unique thing.
The reason he did it was because Ani Ami was Zakas Yisrael.
So he does it for two things. His main motivation is because he felt that was a tikkun for his own personal neshama, that his personal tikkun required him to be Isaac in learning Tariq Mitzvahs B'derech HaParadeis. And at the same time, since he was in Neshama Klavas, so by him offering that up, so now other people can also find a tikkun for themselves as well. But that was in that sefer in particular, it was his main inyan to fix his neshama. But this body of work, which is a tikkun for the commander's neshama, it certainly would be helpful for everyone else too. That's what he's saying over here. That's why, again, I don't know if there's anyone else, any other. All chassidus is based on the Kisvei Ari, but for there to be a school of thought, I guess you can say, or like a base medrash where chassidus is unpackaging and explaining the Kisvei Ari in detail, not just like general ideas, like in Chabad chassidus or other sefer chassidus bnei Yisrael and so on. You'll have Kisvei Ari mentioned, but it's more of like general ideas, you know, and then Chassidus comes to explain what those ideas are in the Nefesh and so on, but like in details and in like kavanas and like specific things like that. The Kamarna is, it's unique, that level of integration. Very, very unique. So, but again, that's what in the Sefer, all the Svarim are like that, but Befrat and Yitzhar Chaim, you see that connection of Nigla, Mister, Chassidus, like it's a unique thing. Vasakti Zalag de Yisurim Marim, and he says, and I was Zaycha to these Torahs through Yisurim. In many Svarim, he explains by autobiographically that he, I don't know if he like suffered like physical. I mean, he was definitely poor. He definitely suffered from poverty and from redifus, from like bizyonis from other people, from esnagdus. So those two things he suffered from a lot. So he was like from because of his yisurim, by the yeshimish tzaddikim gemurim, kedosh she'elyon, and through being mashamish tzaddikim. It's also what you find in his svarim that he took pride in the fact that he had one rebbe. His main rebbe was his uncle, Reb Heschel Zidachover. But besides his one rebbe, he was mekasher himself to many, many tzaddikim. Do you have the bottom? Yeah. The front? So if you take a look at Dalet, so they quote over here. Reb if the message in the sefer itself. Go to the second line. V'chein Reb Zayar Chai. So another sefer that we have from the Kamar called Zayar Chai. It says Pirush on the Zayar. So he says like this, Hakol Hoya Yidu La Tzadiki Emes B'dor Shul Finil, Sheshmash, whatever he was talking about, he says, this idea that I just mentioned was known to the Tzadiki Emes of the previous generation that I was Meshamish. Then he goes through some of the names. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Milublin, that's the Yira Kaddish, and Mari Doidi Kaddish Kedoshim, Ratzi Mitzidichov, his main Rebbe, Bereshul Zidichover, Sheshimashti Shmoina Asr Tzadikim Bali Ruch HaKaddish, that's what he says in many places, that he was connected to 18 Tzadikim, Bali Ruch HaKaddish, Devekim Bo'ar Elyon, Ba'achno Amitis, people that were connected to the higher light of Hashem with real humility. It's a common theme of the Kamarna Svarim that the Ikarinian is shiftless and humility. Shifon v'nivzim, Mavakshim or Elyon Lahar Elam, just constantly in a state of Bikush for Hashem's light. So he was Mashamish 18. By the way, it's an interesting line where sort of he defines what a tzaddik emes is, you know. So, that's what he says over here. Other places also. He says this idea of 18. I think there's one place where he lists them, maybe not all of them. The next page they quoted over here, Taka. Megill Yochsen, right? Anyway, so if you go to the next page, so three lines in. So this is a quote. This is a list that his son, the domestic Eliezer, the Kamarna's son, was himself the next Kamarna Rebbe. So Rebbe Eliezer of Kamarna. So he wrote the Sefer called Domestic Eliezer. So in his Sfarim, he lists the 18 tzaddikim. So you could see some of them are famous. Three lines. Rabbi Yisrael Kamishai Roshan B'Ksaviyat Kachai. So this is a list that the Kamarna himself had. Daidi Rabbeinu Tzimis Yidachov. Right, Hershes of the Chayver, Baal Teresvi, that was his main rabbi. Benu Yaakov Yitzchak from Lublin, Rav Tali Ravshitzer. Next one was his Mori Vichami, Avram Mordechai Mipinchov, and so on and so forth. He goes on, there's the list of 18 tzaddikim that he was Makasha himself to. Rav Mela, whatchamacallit, the name of the Melech is on there. Okay, there's
a list of tzaddikim.
Yeah, no, he spent time traveling. He spent time traveling, connecting to the tzaddikim. Not in person, he was connected to much more than 18. That's for sure. That's for sure. They even say, other tzaddikim said about him, I don't know how you know that. Other tzaddikim said about him that he physically looked like the Ari HaKadosh. Those tzaddikim that knew what the Arizal looked like, you know, they saw that the Kamarna physically looked like the Arizal. So he says like this, going back. Oh, it's late already. Oy. Okay, so we'll just finish the paragraph. So he says, Nachmal. So again, he was zeichet to this through Yisurim and through Shemesh of Tzaddikim. V'ulai adi tzchus harabim. And maybe it's also because of the tzchus of the rabbim, Shazak es Yisrael, b'idias mitzvus al nachim. Maybe if my sefer is successful and people learn it, maybe it's taka also because of the tzchus of the rabbim. The next page is Zet Toli Chiyas Shal Nefesh Yisrael. That's what all neshamas ultimately depend on Torah, and their chiyas is coming from Torah. So maybe it's the schus of the rabbim, and maybe from all of that Eskel Akav Pnei Hashchina or Pnei Melachayim V'lo Yedchem Arpanav, and Halvai shouldn't be rejected by Hashem. Lias Ayal V'Nofik V'Bar, that I should be counted amongst those that go in and out without difficulty. You know, just go in and out on their own. So that was that. So. This is all by way of him. So again, he's telling us like what his ikar avoid and his own tikkun is. But in the next paragraph, what we'll see is going to be him explaining why this sefer of Neitzer Chesed is sort of the intro to that sefer of Neitzer Chaim. So his sefer on Targ Mitzvahs, which is his own personal tikkun, v'chul v'chulu, like sort of this sefer over here is like sort of an intro to that. So we're still in Hakdama mode. So that's as Hashem will see.